When you're looking for a new computer or need help with one you already own, call 231-8000 and Madison Computer Works will get things up and running for you. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
WTDY.
The legend lives on from Superior on down of the great state we call Wisconsin. 'Twas the year 2010 when disaster set in and Russ Feingold lost to Ron Johnson. With help from Koch brothers, there were quite a few others putting working folks over the barrel. With Governor Scott came a dastardly plot and the wreck of the brothers Fitzgerald. Public employees, they serve our state well, but the Gov and the Fitzes don't think so. Giving workers a stab with their big power grab, just one reason that this bill stinks so. Well, the Capitol Dome, it's the people's home.
The recall against Scott Walker is not the only one going on, and in this area, just to the east of Madison, including parts of Dane, Dodge, Waukesha, and Jefferson County, is the 13th Senate District, occupied by Senate Majority Leader Scott Fitzgerald. The woman leading the charge to recall Scott Fitzgerald is Laurie Compass, and she's got some breaking news this morning. Laurie, good morning.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about, first of all, why don't you give us the good news and then the bad news?
Well, there's no bad news. First of all, I just want to let everyone know that our weekly goal for signatures is 2,100, and we actually got 2,400 this past week. So we have a grand total of 7,750 signatures to recall Scott Fitzgerald. So we're right on track. We expect to pass the halfway point this week.
And you were not getting some of the outside help that some of the other recall efforts have been getting.
Well, we're, you know, the Democrats targeted three senators elsewhere in the state. So this is an independent grassroots effort. We are piggybacking on to the Democrats' effort and United Wisconsin's effort. So their volunteers are carrying our petitions. And,
uh-huh.
and this wouldn't be happening without them. So.
Right.
We really appreciate their help.
Well, that's terrific. So how many signatures are needed to recall the senator?
Well, a minimum of 16,800 about. We're aiming for 18,000.
All right. So you're getting very close to the halfway mark.
Right.
Okay. Terrific. All right. So one of the things that's frustrating in a Senate recall is that especially one that, you know, where counties are divided. This one is partly divided with Dane, Jefferson, Dodge, and Waukesha County. Is that people don't really know what state Senate district they live in, so they need to look at a map. Right?
Okay. That's right.
All right. Where had you been directing people to go to find out if they lived in the 13th Senate district?
Well, let me tell you what I did. I went to the Government Accountability Board the day before I filed the papers against Scott Fitzgerald, and I asked them what forms I needed to fill out to do this and what map would be used and all of that. So they told me what map would be in effect for the recall. I put that map on the website, recallfitz.com, and it's also printed on the back of our petitions. So that is the map that I was told would be used. We also use a way to verify signatures and also to, you know, help people know if they live in the district. And that's a website, and it's called Who Are My Legislators? And right now I'm telling people, don't bother using that website. Just use the map on recallfitz.com. Use the map on the back of the petitions. If people are in doubt, go ahead and sign, and I'll deal with it later if they're out of the district.
All right. Now, you called me yesterday. Told me a rather disturbing story.
All right, you want me to tell that story?
Yeah, I want you to tell that story.
Okay,
because
well,
it's a doozy.
That story is that the website that I referred to has changed. Apparently, a legislative committee met last week and instructed the assembly clerk and the Senate clerk to instruct the webmaster to change the site. So now, for instance, if I type in my address and say, who are my legislators, I don't get Scott Fitzgerald as my senator, even though he's my senator. I get Neil Kedzie. So the website has been changed. The only thing I can think of is that Scott Fitzgerald has decided his best defense against this recall effort is to tell his constituents that they aren't in his district anymore.
Does he not like his constituents?
Well, I think there are some of us that maybe he doesn't like very much.
Huh. Isn't that the damnedest thing? Even though these legislative boundaries are in effect until November of 2012, by everyone's assertion. Right?
As far as I know, I mean, last time I looked at the map, it even said on the bottom that it would take effect in fall of 2012. But from what I understand, it is kind of complicated, as these things are. And so say Neil Kedzie wants to come and visit us and talk to us, because he will be representing us. For that purpose,
well, we'll see. We'll see what happens to the court challenge.
Yeah, we'll see. But at least I understand that for this transitional period, he can travel here and his travel will be covered and stuff. So I called the webmaster yesterday and said, how about we just put him side by side and say, you know, starting in November, this will be your senator. But for now, for purposes of the recall, this is your senator. And, you know, he was a really nice guy, but he said, I can't change that. That's, you know, the clerks have to change.
You know, it's interesting you mentioned that. And by the way, Lori Compass is with us with the Recall Fitz organization. Is that what you go to for checking out information? Recall Fitz?
RecallFitz.com.
F-I-T-Z.
F-I-T-Z, yep.
And the state webmaster cannot change that.
Well, it's not up to his discretion. He has to.
No, I was just joking about the recall webmaster changing your website.
Oh, I thought you meant he can't change the site. No, he can't change that. That's ours.
All right. Here's what's interesting. The book of record for the state of Wisconsin, the blue book that just came out, right?
Mm-hmm.
What does that show? Do you know?
I haven't checked, no. I assume you have.
Because it's my understanding that the blue book of Wisconsin shows the old legislative bounds.
Let's not call them old. Let's call them current.
Current,
that's,
all right.
That's what I was told to call them by the GAB on November 14th.
All right, the current. It is my understanding that the blue book shows the current. So they're jumping the gun here. They're jumping the gun to deliberately confuse people.
Right, and that's why I'm telling volunteers, don't be confused. Don't freak out. Just go to recallfitz.com. I've got the map. Look on the back of your petition. It's right there. And just don't even bother going to the website. If in doubt, go ahead and have people sign it, and I'll throw the signature out later if it's actually outside the district.
What if you Google Scott Fitzgerald?
I don't know. I haven't done that.
As frightening as that may be, I'm going to do that right now. What are people saying to you as you're collecting signatures? And by the way, are they all being collected in Fort Atkinson? Are they, which is a more progressive part of the district, or are they being collected all over the place?
They are being collected everywhere. I met a guy last week who is driving from farm to farm in a township that doesn't really have a city or even a town. And he printed out a list of all likely voters. And he's going from farm to farm to farm. This guy is determined. I took his picture. It's actually on recallfitz.com. People are asking me if it's for real. Like, they think I used a stock image or something. No, I took this picture myself. So this is happening in rural areas. This is happening in little towns. It's all over the place. And it's certainly in Dodge County. You wouldn't believe the comments I've gotten in Dodge County. I can't repeat them on air.
Well, I don't know. We have a fair amount of latitude here. Stand by, Lori. I'm going to demonstrate something for you here in just a moment. 7:15. 1670 WTDY. Sly in the morning. We're talking about the recall in the 13th State Senate District, which does take in a little bit of deer. What is it? Is it Deerfield? Is Deerfield in it right now? Yeah, Deerfield. Part of Cambridge, right?
All of Cambridge.
All of Cambridge. And there's a little other chunk of Dane County. I'm just here.
Albion.
Christiana, right?
Christiana's Cambridge, but Albion.
Albion, okay, which is southeast Dane County. All right. So if you go to Scott, now you said the Government Accountability Board, and by the way, Lori Compass is with us, She's heading up Recall Fits. If you you can download a petition off there, right?
Yes, you can, and the map is also on the site.
Okay. The current 13th State Senate District, the people that had the opportunity to vote for Scott Fitzgerald in the last election, that's what the recall is about. All right. So the Government Accountability Board told you that the current district is the map that was drawn in 2001, right?
Or if, 2002, but yeah.
Yes. All right. If you go to Scott Fitzgerald's state website, Wisconsin State Legislature, Senator Fitzgerald has on his website current district map 2011, previous district map 2001. He's calling the 2011 map that he paid Jim Troupas so much money to draw the current district map.
Right.
The Government Accountability Board said that's not true. When did they make this change?
As far as I know, a committee met last week, a legislative committee. But I don't know any more than that.
A legislative committee.
Right.
And that was to make the change on the website.
I guess so, because when I called the webmaster yesterday, he said he had received instructions from the assembly clerk and the Senate clerk to change it.
Well, these recalls are going forward.
They're deliberately just... Even a child knows you can't change the rules halfway through the game. We were told that these were the lines. I put the map on my website. I put the map on our petitions. They can't change the rules halfway through.
And by the way, they've really gerrymandered this district in their current incarnation. As a matter of fact, you know, there's a dispute of whether that map will ever take place. That's in a court of law right now.
Yeah, I mean, they talk about Wisconsin being broke, but this is really costing a lot of money. First, to draw the lines, because as you say, they didn't follow the usual process.
Well, no, they outsourced it.
Right. So usually, I assume it's basically free because the municipalities build their wards and then they kind of chunk them all together into districts. And I think it's usually just handled by legislators and their staff. And, you know, so it doesn't really cost any money other than their salaries. But this, last I heard, it was $400,000 to some attorneys, some consultants or something. So, you know, if we're broke, why are we spending all this money outsourcing it? And then we're having to spend all this money on litigation to defend what they did.
Well, for people to deliberately try to confuse people, are you concerned that, and by the way, Lori Compass is with us, recallfits.org.
.com, excuse me.
No, I don't want to confuse people any more than they are. Recallfits.com. The information is up there. The real map, you can download a recall petition. Where else can you go to sign?
Oh, there's locations everywhere. Even in Madison at the Labor Temple on Park Street, they have our petitions now. Just all over the district. We've got people out all the time. Last night I drove through Cambridge, and there were four or five people standing out in the rain collecting signatures. They had lights, and it was great. So, you know, pretty well anywhere in the district. There's also an office in Stoughton. There's an office, like I said, in Madison, and we're working on maybe getting some petitions in Sun Prairie because a lot of people from the district go there to shop.
All right. Are you concerned that at the last minute you could collect all these names and then somehow Scott Fitzgerald could somehow get a court to stop you?
Not at all. We're doing everything right. We're playing by the rules that were set out at the beginning. I'm not worried at all.
And
I mean, it makes me sad to think that this might, you know, that this might get drawn into some big litigation process. But I know that what we're doing is right. I know that we're working hard to make sure our efforts express the will of the people. And if they try to mess with that, that's on them. It's not anything that we've done.
And he's deliberately using state resources to try to confuse the voters. But let's face it. If you look at Scott Fitzgerald's website, the information up there is incorrect. The current map is not the one on his page. It's the previous one. That is, it's disconcerting. And you know what? The fact that the Government Accountability Board doesn't have they don't have the ability to stop the legislature from doing this.
Right. I called the GAB first thing yesterday morning. I first noticed this Sunday night. So I called them and I said, you know, can you get them to change this? And they're so helpful and so great. And they said, well, you know, they've maintained their neutrality. When I went in there, they didn't say, you're crazy for trying to do this. They didn't cheer me on. They just answered my questions. Very straightforward, very professional. And so I called them yesterday and said, you know, can you get them to change this? And they said, that's outside our purview. You know, we don't control the legislature's website. So it's controlled by the legislature, and I think we all know who controls the legislature. So
well,
we don't have any power in this. Right. All we can do is say, here's the map that we were told was in effect. It's on our website. It's on our petitions. That's all we can do.
All right. Lori, keep up the good work. Maybe we'll get an update from you next week. Just understand that you get the proper map at recallfits.com. Recallfits.com. We'll put that link up on our website.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lori.
Have a good one.
You too. Now let me get nasty. I didn't want Lori to be on the phone when I do this.
Aw.
If you look at the picture of F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Yes.
I like to call him F. Scott Fitzgerald.
Nice.
Just Google his name.
Okay.
Let's pull up his. So literally what they did is they changed the state's websites to confuse people about what's happening in this recall election. He's using state resources to deceive the voters. Look at it's legislativewisconsin.gov, blah, blah, blah. Scott Fitzgerald's 13th state Senate district web. Look at the picture of him.
I see it. His eyes look like it's been, I don't know, his eyes look a little piercing. There's something weird about the picture.
Look at the smirk on that face.
Yes, there's definitely a smirk.
Okay.
That's always there.
I implore you, I beg you, I demand you call his office today. We're going to make him pay for this. We're going to make that smug jerk pay for using state resources to try to deceive the voters. We're going to make the man who attacked correctional officers and custodians and state workers, we're going to make him pay. Call his office today. There's no way he can ignore you calling his office today and tell him to put the website back up the way it should be. Tell F. Scott Fitzgerald to quit cheating. Oh, would you like his phone number? I'll be glad to give you his phone number here. Let me just pull up here. Maine Senate listing, email, bills. I did have it here. Oh, contact us. Here it is. All right. F. Scott Fitzgerald's phone number. Oh, I see. He's got the reference bureau. Legislative hotline. Where the hell is his number?
I've got a couple of numbers here on that website that you just gave out. There's a telephone, and then there's a district telephone with a 920 area code.
Yeah, don't call his home. Call his office, because I don't want to pester his wife. You know, it's bad enough that she has to sleep with him.
Oh my, it just sounded like Neil. I just had bodily functions come out on the air.
What's his state senate office phone number?
Area code 608-266-5660-5660. So 266-5660.
All right. Captain, could you put that up on the Sly and the Sly off Sly's office website, please? See, we gave out Scott Walker's license plate number this morning, and now we're giving out Scott Fitzgerald's phone number. 5660. 266-6660.
Madison office.
5660, excuse me.
Right.
266-5660.
You got it.
Okay. F. Scott Fitzgerald. So desperate to stay in power, he's willing to take tax dollars and order the webmaster to change the website in order to confuse the voters. What is currently listed as the current district map is not in effect until next November. What he has listed as the previous district map is the one that's in effect for this recall. F. Scott Fitzgerald is lying. Now, this shouldn't come as a shock to you. This is a horrible human being who is dumber than a doorknob. And he and his ne'er-do-well brother are running the state like the Duke boys. Just remember, if you need a little motivation to call 266-5660 today, just listen to him.
We're going to do well in the recall elections because the so-called silent majority out there is with us on this. You know, most of the people that protest that are upset about it are those that are nicked by it, lose a few bucks out of their paycheck.
Nicked. $3,000-$4,000 for people making in the mid-20s or $30,000 a year. He calls that a nick.
It really boils down to the taxpayers versus the unions and who's in control here in Wisconsin, and then ultimately, you know, who's in control in these other states that are in a similar position.
Oh, I love these clips.
There's been some question about the legality of the vote. How confident are you that this survives the legal challenges?
Oh, very confident. I mean, the notification was made well within the constraints of Senate rules. So, no, there's nothing here. It's simply something that the Democrats are screaming about right now. And
Is Scott Walker in jeopardy if there's a recall election?
No, I think one of the opportunities that the governor has as soon as this formal recall is launched, I think, is that he can explain exactly what happened in Act 10. And the ramifications and the fallout, I think, are going to dissipate as we explain, hey, this is working just like we said it was going to work.
Hey, Scott, you better be careful next time you pull out of the Esquire Club after you've been drinking martinis celebrating stripping worker rights. Because I know how you drive home, and I know that a drunk driving ticket wouldn't be very helpful to you in the middle of a recall. Better watch your back.